CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. China, the People's Republic of China, long presumed to be dominant in Asia because of its population. However, the future is not the past. I welcome my colleague Gordon Chang to comment on an article he's posted at 1945 entitled, China Will Lose a Billion People by 2100. At the end of this century, the situation in Asia changes profoundly according to projections. Now, these are fresh numbers. Some of them are moving stories, and Gordon, in his presentation, is keen to emphasize their ranges here. However, Gordon, a very good evening to you again. The question of China's population. Right now, we've had headlines in these last days that China is not going to be the most populous state on the planet very long, if it is right now. India is catching up, if not already passed. There's also the question about the age of the people in China. As I recall very carefully over the years, you've instructed to me that China's population is aging so that it doesn't have the workforce to call on in the factories that it did earlier in this century or at the end of the 20th century. But let's concentrate on numbers. What is the driver for the decline in the Chinese population? Why has it come that there are more people dying than there are being born? Is that a policy or is that a decision by the culture? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. There are a lot of factors that have contributed to China's rapid decline in population. And I think that it actually, the National Bureau of Statistics last Tuesday reported that for the first time since 1961, China's population declined. But demographers actually say that this has occurred much earlier, and some people going so far back as 2018. And so really right now you have a China that is on the precipice of what looks like the steepest demographic decline in history in the absence of war or disease. There are several factors for it. One of them is government policy. China in the Maoist era promoted births, and the total fertility rate, which is generally the average number of females, children per female of childbearing age, actually hit something like 5.9, which is really quite incredible. But towards the end of the Maoist period, the government actually switched course and tried to persuade people not to have as many children. And fertility actually fell from 5.7 in 1969 to 2.7 in 1978. 1978 is important because that was the year before China went to the one-child policy. But the other reason, and this is not just government policy, is as a society matures, it generally tends to have fewer and fewer children. That's what's happening in China today. And there's a third reason, John, and that is the extreme pessimism in Chinese society. So people don't want to have children because they don't think they'll be a good China will be a good place for their children to grow up.
We talk about powers, great powers, and China now is eager to express itself as the great power. But what you're talking about is a decline that can be associated with a failing power, such as Russia, and becoming a middle power. Are they talking about that in Beijing? Is that a concern of the so-called leadership called the Communist Party?
Demographers will talk about this, but leaders will not, because Xi Jinping has this notion of China dominating the world, and his main tactic is intimidation. And you can't intimidate people if people elsewhere think your country is falling apart. And the numbers are stark. Once you start taking today's total fertility rate, the one that the government announces and the one that people think actually is, and you start applying that, you come to numbers like China losing a billion people between now and the turn of the century. So one will say that China wouldn't even be a middle-sized power. It'll have maybe 488 million people, probably fewer. And because of that, it will not be in a position to exercise power because it won't just be a middle-sized country. It'll be a country that is unable to deal with its problems.
The one-child policy, and that's been replaced, you tell me, a three-child policy. Who authored that? What was their thinking at the time, Gordon? Because now, these many decades later, I believe it's late 20th century, it is a catastrophe. It cursed the country. Who's responsible?
Deng Xiaoping, Mao Zedong's successor. Even though the later, longer, fewer policy of the late Mao years was actually having quite an effect, and even though demographers were warning against the institution of a one-child policy, Deng was adamant. And so they actually put it in place either in 1979 or 1980, depending on how you view it. But the point is that people knew that this was going to cause a disaster, and in effect, it has. The problem here, John, is that going back, let's say, 10 years from now, demographers were issuing stark warnings about what was going to happen to China. But the Communist Party, for various reasons, refused to listen. And part of it was because the family planning apparatus was very powerful inside the party. And also because I think the party believed quite correctly that it was the family planning apparatus that was exerting Communist Party control in many rural areas. And it was the bureaucratic institution that was keeping the party in place. So it was a question of party survival. But whatever the reason, John, everyone in China knew that the party had to change, and it did not until the end of 2015, when it abandoned one child and went to two child. And then in 2021, when it went to three child. But birth rates have not materially been affected by that.
I recall telling the story sometime in the last decade with you about criminalizing women who had more than one child. Is that still going on, Gordon? Have those people who were brutalized been restored to civil society? What's happened to them?
No, John. Now, even though there is officially a three-child policy, children who were born without birth permits are still outcasts. And so there has not been an initiative to regularize that. And this is just the Communist Party being overwhelmed by change, because not only do you have demography, you've got all the other crises that are now afflicting China, and the party is trying to deal with those. So regularizing out-of-plan births are not a priority by any means, and it just hasn't happened.
Some countries, I mentioned Russia in these last decades, reward families for having children, encourage it. That's true in Europe as well, because all very advanced countries see a decline in their birth rate. And the answer to it, of course, is immigration, which is why the U.S. is doing so well, despite the hesitation by the advanced parts of our culture, because we have people coming in with large families from the Middle East and from Latin America. Does China permit immigration in any fashion, Gordon?
Not really. We're seeing very few people have been permitted to come in because of COVID, of course. But there is the Communist Party has this Han nationalism, this racist ideology, and that really prohibits and prevents the regime from actually thinking of a solution to any of this. Now, on the edges of the border in Southeast Asia, for instance, you have an open border. People pass back and forth. But that is just the inability of the regime to control its border. It's not a matter of policy.
So what we have here is China is doomed to have a shrinking population for the balance of this century. Doomed. You're not offering a remedy. We just have a few seconds. Is that correct, Gordon?
That's correct. On the horizon, you don't see any trends that would arrest the stark demographic decline that everyone projects.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, writing in 1945. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.